Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 6, 9.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 6, 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. For some of us, the prayer Jesus modeled in Matthew 6, often referred to as the Lord's Prayer, it's become so familiar, we might miss the beautiful truths Christ revealed through it. The intimacy his words pointed to when he instructed his disciples, and therefore you and I as well, to approach all-powerful Creator God as Father. Now, for some of you, the idea of God as Father, it might evoke unpleasant images of harsh, critical rule masters who seem focused on catching you in error and punishing you for every infraction. But notice Jesus's words in the ending phrase of today's verse. God is not only Father, but he is also hallowed or holy, which means set apart, different, completely other. Other than any imperfect father you or I had. Other than everyone who has hurt, betrayed, or abandoned us. He is outside of time and space and yet intimately involved in it, in us, in the minute details of our lives. He is forgiving, not exacting, merciful, not harsh, attentive, not distant, a God of abundance who loves to provide for his beloved, his adopted children, me and you. Our understanding of God and his heart dramatically changes our prayers. When we view him as a loving dad, we approach him with boldness, laying every request at his feet, trusting him to always and to only respond in a way in which is best. But this also necessitates humility, where we acknowledge how much we need his provision and his care. Where we approach him not as respected or educated men and women, as Pharisees convinced of our merit, seeking rewards for an act performed or knowledge secured, but as a reliant child in need of guidance, training, and care. In Matthew 18, verses 3 to 4, Jesus phrased it this way, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Drawing upon this analogy, the late Bible scholar Joseph Benson suggested this meant those of us who are lowly in heart, knowing ourselves utterly ignorant and helpless, and hanging wholly on our Father who is in heaven for a supply of all our wants. And popular author Philip Yancey once wrote, "Prayer is a declaration of dependence on God. In a world that glorifies success, an admission of weakness disarms pride at the same time that it prepares us to receive grace." Isn't that a beautiful quote? And grace received always leads to increased peace and freedom. Consider this. Children raised by loving, responsible fathers, they don't worry about where they'll find their next meal or if they're safe at home. Nor do they receive a detailed account for everywhere their father might take them throughout the day, be that to the store or the library or maybe to accompany him to the lumberyard. Speaking of Jesus' statement in Matthew 6, verse 8, regarding God knowing all that we need before we ask, Yancey wrote, "He could only mean that we need not strive to convince God to care. The Father already cares more than we can know." And here's a beautiful truth. The deep assurance with which the child lives frees them from worry, from stress, from the need to be hypervigilant and ever aware. And it enables them to simply enjoy his time with his father. That's the depth of trust, of intimacy to which Jesus calls us. One where we lay aside all of our concerns, knowing we are well cared for by our loving Father, where we rest in his presence and we enjoy the journey, knowing there's good up ahead because our Father is good. When we pray, may we do so with the confidence, the trust, the assurance, and the humility of a beloved and dependent child, knowing we are well cared for, we are deeply loved, we are fully known, fully empowered, and we are amply supplied. Let's pray. Holy Father, you are our Father. You created us, you breathed life into us, and you love us. You sent your Son to die for us, that we might be reconciled to you, that we might be adopted into your family as your beloved children. Help us to come to know you as God, yes, as Creator, absolutely, as Sovereign Lord, yes, and also as loving, tender, compassionate, ever-present Father. We thank you for sending us your Son, for his life and his death and his resurrection that allowed us to be reconciled with you. Thank you for caring for us so well. Thank you for being so faithful. Help us to rest in that, Lord, and help us to respond with faithfulness in return. It's in the name of your life-giving Son, our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.